I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Legislation is brewing in the U.S. Senate this week, possibly as early as today, that could accelerate the potential for sulfide ore copper mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness watershed. Organizations like Sportsmen for the Boundary Waters and other conservation groups are urging hunters and anglers to contact the region's senators before the vote. More details when we return, but first. By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. Outdoor groups this week are anticipating a vote in the U.S. Senate on House Joint Resolution 140. The language passed the U.S. House last month and uses the Congressional Review Act to revoke a public land order that prevents sulfide ore mining in 225,000 acres of the Rainy River watershed surrounding the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The order has been around since January of 2023. The House language revokes that mineral withdrawal, and conservation groups are watching closely to see if the Senate follows through with a similar vote this week. The language passed the U.S. House on Wednesday, January 21st, on a 214-208 mostly party-line vote, with one Democrat and one Republican crossing party lines. Citizens who wish to comment on the legislation can contact their senator via the U.S. Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.